Hello friends, welcome to The Shed. Today I wanted to talk to you about online shopping because it's come up a few times very recently in my daily business and stuff. And there's two different sides of this coin, right? So my company, Portal Games, we publish board games and we do sell them online. We sell them at full MSRP and we ship. But typically it doesn't make a whole lot of sense because they ship from Poland that, you know, the normal North American consumer would pay almost as much in shipping as they would pay for the game. So typically those consumers would purchase from an American retailer, whether online or not. So we recently launched a new game that comes out at Gen Con. And we started a pre-order for it. And we, of course, set the pre-order price at MSRP. Now, what that means is the manufacturer's suggested retail price is really, there's no fixed formula for how this thing works. Essentially, what it entails is we have a price that we need to make as a company so that we don't go bankrupt. And that price involves artwork, paying our in-house graphic designers, artists, you know, the people who write the rules. The whole company has to make a living. So this is all of our salaries, production costs, etc. Okay, then we have to factor in shipping. So the shipper gets the truck drivers and the boat captains and all those people, they get their chunk of this. And then the distribution channels, they get their chunk of this because, you know, they want paid for warehousing and shipping this stuff. And then it finally gets to the retailer and the retailer gets a chunk of this. And so what you pay at the counter is not what it costs to make this game. It's what it costs to get this game into your hands. And that retailer portion is a pretty large portion. Typically, wholesalers take about 10%. So, and a retailer is going to get about 36 or 37%. So for the retailer, their goal is to sell as much product as they can and not go bankrupt, right? So for them, for a wholesaler who's selling hundreds or thousands of copies, they can afford to only make a few, a dollar or so per unit. But the retailer who's only going to sell 10 or so, they have to make a much larger margin to make a living, to keep their lights on in their store. Okay, but there are online outlets that don't care about margin, they care about volume, and so they'll cut their portion way down. So if we sell a $60 game online, you might be able to find it some places for like 25 because, or 30 or whatever, because that particular online seller has decided to sell volume instead of making money on individual units, and so they undercut everybody. And it's frustrating. It's really frustrating when we open a pre-order for a game at, the current game is $75. It's a very large game with a ton of components. And you can already pre-order it from some online companies for like $45. And that's frustrating because as a consumer, I don't want to pay $75. I want to pay $45, right? As a publisher, we sell online because that means that we don't have to give up that margin to the distributors and the shippers and the shops. You know, we can sell for our price and we get a larger chunk, which really, really, really helps us out. And it's frustrating when anything like that can be purchased at such a drastic cut. Now, sure, you could go on eBay and you can always find deals on eBay, but depending on the product, you might be buying a knockoff that you're not aware is a knockoff until you get it in your hands. You might be buying a slightly inferior product that has a different SKU or a stocking number, and you're not aware that it's not the same one that's sitting on the shelf. Or you could just be buying a box of rocks and a dishonest shipper, you know, takes your money. But I've been online shopping since online existed. And it's been a very pleasurable experience for me. I've never been cheated on eBay, not once. And I have hundreds of completed auctions. I've never been cheated on Amazon. I've even shopped directly from China on a lot of the Chinese wholesale sites, and I've never been cheated on those. So I've been lucky, I guess, because I hear a lot of horror stories. But the point I'm trying to make is everybody who puts their hand on the product wants to make a living. And so they all have to do that by taking a portion of that price, that final price. And it cuts away. The people who can sell a product for half off they might have a direct channel, or they just cut their margin to nothing and hope to sell volume. That being said, the other part of online that is interesting to me is in the last 3 weeks, I've been at my parents' house, and every time I go there, they want something that they see in a flyer, and they have me order it online because you can get it for the same price as you could get it in the store, and the shipping's typically free. And that's pretty awesome. So my parents are older. My dad is 71 now, and my mom is 66. Or she'll be 66 this year. Yeah. So, you know, when they want to buy something, they either have to get in their car, take a trip down the interstate to the store and pick it up or whatever, or we can just get it online and it shipped to their house for free. No hassle. They don't have to leave the couch. And they have only recently have they found this to be fun, because it is easy to just hit that order button and it gets shipped to your house. And a lot of times there are products, you know, I just recently bought them a new cordless drill combo, and that product is only available at one particular store. So you're not going to get a different price somewhere else. You can't go on Amazon and find it for half off. And so we just ordered it, and it'll be shipped to their house, and that's pretty amazing. And just recently, for instance, I purchased a bunch of furniture from Amazon, folding tables and chairs and stuff for our displays at the summer shows. And they were slightly less expensive than if I had gone to the store to buy it. Not dramatically, but just the convenience of having that stuff dropped off at my front door instead of me having to go pick it up. Or me having to get to the store only to find out they only have one when I needed four. That's awesome. And I would be lying if I said that it's a struggle for local small retailers to compete. Because it is a complete struggle. They are really suffering to compete. But particularly in the board gaming space, the retailers offer a lot of things that you can't get online. Most local retail stores have places for you to play. Places, they run tournaments, they run events, and you can't get that stuff from an online store. But it's up to you to decide whether that you value that more than you value a price. So, I'd love to hear what you think about online shopping. Is it something that you do often? I have friends that like exclusively shop at Amazon for everything. They might even have those Amazon buttons. Have you seen those things? Like, oh, I need new detergent, and they hit the button, and then detergent shows up at their house. I'm not one of those people. I don't shop for everything online. I do enjoy the shopping experience of getting to touch and hold and make sure that what I'm buying is what I want. You know, I bought this cell phone case. I actually went to a store to purchase it because I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it in comparison to other things. And that's an experience that you cannot get online. The same with, I'm 6'4". Buying clothing in a store is practically impossible. But I still vastly prefer it to online because I don't know how something is going to fit until it shows up. And then I have to deal with returns and all other stuff and whatever. But I just wanted to, hear your opinion on online shopping. What do you think about it? What do you think about the retailers that severely undercut prices? Do you think that's good or bad for commerce? You know, especially in the board game industry, there's a ton of smaller retailers who are offering free shipping for X amount of dollars or whatever, and you're not going to pay tax on those items. You are supposed to pay your state taxes for those purchases, but does anybody do that? I do it. Do you? You're supposed to. So there are some advantages, I guess, that aren't technically legal, but whatever. So just hit me up in the comments. Let me know what you think about online shopping, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. Do you do it a lot? Do you not do it a lot? I'd really love to hear what you have to say. Until tomorrow, I'll catch you guys then. Yeah. That was an awkward ending.
Hey, Doc, wait. I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from Wikipedia.org. Who wrote The Little Mermaid? The Little Mermaid, Danish. Dinlile Havfru? Havfru? Today's random fact comes from Wikipedia.org. Of course it does. Who wrote The Little Mermaid? The Little Mermaid, Danish, Den Lille Havfru, Dunga, tell me how to say that, is a well-known fairy tale by the Danish author Hans Christian Andersen about a young mermaid willing to give up her life in the sea and her identity as a mermaid to gain a human soul and the love of a human prince. That's cute. I had no idea that it was Danish. I have heard of Hans Christian Andersen, but I didn't know he was Danish. Because I'm a bad person, apparently. I just assume everything's American.